It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The Pine Gulch fire north of Grand Junction is still growing. It's now at around 59,000 acres. More than 100 people have had to leave their homes. Fire official Tracy DeClaire says they're not sure how big the fire will get.
It's really up to Mother Nature. It's that dry, hot, windy weather that caused the big gains that we saw over the past 2 or 3 days.
In Glenwood Canyon, the Grizzly Creek fire is getting close to 5,000 acres. In a Facebook live stream yesterday, Incident Commander Marty Adele said the fire is likely to keep burning for a while.
Until we get sizable or measurable rain and or snow, we are going to have a fire threat.
That fire is burning on both sides of Interstate 70, which is closed between Glenwood Springs and Gypsum. Half of public schools in Denver are about two city blocks from a store that sells tobacco. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
That figure comes from a new academic study that charted places that sell tobacco in 30 U.S. cities. Stanford researcher Lisa Henriksen says two-thirds of city residents live within a half mile of a tobacco retailer.
The retailers are concentrated in low-income neighborhoods. In Denver, there are nearly two times as many tobacco retailers in the lowest-income neighborhoods than in the highest-income neighborhoods. And that's quite concerning.
A national retail group says tobacco products are an important part of the bottom line for convenience stores, gas stations, and corner markets, which also provide communities with other products. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Marijuana sales in Colorado set a record in June, nearly $199 million, 30% more than in June of last year. Hot and dry weather continues across the state with highs in the 90s around Denver and Colorado Springs today, above 100 in Pueblo and on the plains, 90s in Grand Junction, and 80s in the mountains.